is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Some folks grow gourds or specialty squash for howlingly cool Halloween or harvest displays. Or those monster pumpkins that literally weigh a ton. Well, maybe not that many of us do have room for that, but there are those who grow some very unique varieties. I don't have room in my gardens to do that anymore, so now it's off to the local market to decorate the front stoop. If you grew corn this year, you have a great tall accent for your decor. Cut the stalks and tie them to bamboo or hidden PVC pipe to keep them propped up. Should you use bales of straw or hay for lawn decorations, keep in mind they'll kill your grass if left longer than a few weeks. Those fallen leaves can be used for decoration before composting using kids' clothes and rubber bands. Stuff the clothes with the leaves to overflowing, closing the holes with rubber bands. I've put them in wheelbarrows using pumpkins as their heads or prop them up against trees. If you have a penchant for scaring people, hang a few in the trees without heads. If they haven't been blown to bits by the wind, you can preserve small branches of fall-colored leaves by setting them in a glycerin water mixture for a few days. I'll have complete instructions on gardenbite.com. This method is easy and great for indoor and outdoor use, making garlands, wreaths, or just placing them upright in pots. Ornamental grasses are great for adding texture, form, and sometimes color. I've also been known to spray paint spent sedum flowers. You can do the same thing with hydrangea flowers, too. These are just some simple ideas that won't cost much of anything, and it's a fun project to share with kids, grandkids, or make a party with friends and a glass of wine. Find more on GardenBite.com. Look for Garden Bite on Facebook and share your suggestions for fall displays. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.